What's up, y'all? It's your man, Ernest Ulover. Same guy, different name, back again with another episode of the My Two Cents podcast. Back here, another album review. This one is for Tom Misch and Yusuf Dayes with their collab album, What Kind of Music? Tom Misch and Yusuf Dayes, I first heard of them last year on my man Lil Carner's project. That was 2019, I believe. Lil Carner dropped that. I think that was 2019. Lil Carner dropped that project. My bad. Either or, I first heard them on his project. Great, beautiful project right there. Beautiful sounds. I believe Tom did a lot of the production, or helped out with some of the production on that project as well. I know Lowe did the majority of it. He did of his own as well. But Tom is a familiar name because of Lil Carner. Yusuf Dayes is a jazz drummer who did some work on that project as well. Both of these guys in general are featured on Lowe's project. So when I found out that they dropped the project, both Yusuf and Tom Misch dropped the project this year together, of course I had to jump on it. It got the approval from Lil Carner himself, of course. And Lil grew to be my guy. My first time listening to him 2 years ago. If you haven't heard that review, go check it out. It's on here, of course. But Lil grew to be my guy, and I'm a big fan of Lil Carner after just listening to him that year. Still a big fan of Lil Carner. Still looking forward to see if he's gonna drop anything. Nonetheless, still a big fan. So if he co-signed somebody, especially two people who helped make that album beautiful, I'm not waving but drowning. If they helped make that album beautiful, of course, I'm going to go listen to them. And that's what I did. And these are my thoughts. So I thought they did their thing on their own project as well. This collab project that they have, this is also a beautiful project that encompasses a lot of music, you know what I'm saying? What I mean by it isn't just one topic. Not just one genre. You have jazz, you have soft rock, you have contemporary rock, you have like lo-fi hip-hop, you have hip-hop in general, you have somewhat R&B-ish. But a lot of the sounds do mix with funk, jazz, and hip-hop, and other forms of black music, which was really dope from both Tom Misch and Yusuf Dayes to use. Production on this thing is just straight up beautiful. Don't let me forget Chill Wave. Chill Wave is heavy on this project as well. Again, I was someone when I talked about the Chill Wave when it came to Chaz Bundick or Tori Moi, how I spoke about how I felt like this was a genre of music that was going nowhere, that it wasn't declining to me, but it definitely wasn't elevating. Well, Tom Misch, especially his contribution on this project, I feel as though he kinda elevated Chill Wave for me. Kinda. Just a little bit. It wasn't a drastic change from I'm in love with it again, or the feelings that I had for it. Because when Chill Wave first came out, I was deeply in love with it. Even though I was hearing that stuff way before Chaz came out with it, he just became more famous. A more famous one, therefore he's credited to the invention of the sound, or the popularity of the sound. But you know, Tom Mitch to me. I'm not saying he's taking away anything from Chaz. No. But he, to me, at least gave me a feeling of, yo, this is a dope sound again. He gave me that feeling again. You know, that feeling I got when Chaz was doing it heavily, you know, a few years ago. This album in general, not just Tom Misch's contribution to it, but Yusuf Deyes and this album in general gave me that feeling. All right, very little features on this album, and I'm glad there was very little features, but there's also very little vocal contributions to it. This is a straight up chill vibe. Have this music playing in the background while you're riding out. Have this music playing in the background while you're vibing out. You're trying to catch a vibe. You're trying to create a vibe. You're trying to meditate. This is great meditation music. you know, all the feels that you can identify with listening to either lo-fi hip-hop or chill wave music or soft rock or some smooth jazz. All those feelings that muster up while listening to sounds like that, you will get those feelings on this album, listening to this album. Overall, man, like I said, a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful project here. If I do have to, I can't think of many cons, to be honest with you. I do think that I wish there were more sounds, because Yusuf Deyes is part of it. I do wish that there were more jazz songs, more jazz, more solo jazz songs, to be honest with you. There's a couple of jazz-infused songs, and I'll get into my favorite tracks that encompass some of that right after, you know, the break and all that stuff. But I just wish that there were more jazz songs on this project, to be honest with you. You have a jazz musician, a drummer nonetheless, but still a jazz musician on this project. And a lot of it had to do... A lot of this project is filled with chill wave and lo-fi and hip-hop. And again, I'm not complaining, because it sounded really great and these are genres that I love. But I feel like Tom Misch's contribution on this album was felt more than Yusuf Deyes's contribution on the album, as opposed to it being equal parts, you know? And that's what I would have preferred. That would have made it, to me, a perfect 10. But it's not a perfect 10. It is a 7 out of 10. So it's still good. I just would have wanted more of an equal fusion of what Tom Misch does as a producer and what Yusuf Deyes does. And it felt more like Tom Misch included Yusuf Deyes and the genre Yusuf plays for in a few of these tracks, but not every single track. And to me, honestly, being selfish, being a selfish jazz lover, and this is a bias I'm admitting, but it is my review at the end of the day. It's not the end of the world. It's not the end all be all. It's just one man's opinion. But me being a selfish jazz fan, I would have loved equal parts of both on this project. So that's my thoughts. I'm going to hit you with an ad and then hit you with the favorite tracks per usual. Stay tuned. Right, on to my favorite tracks per usual. Wow. And I have 4 over here. First track is actually the title track to this album, What Kind of Music. I thought this was one of the songs that had, you know, some good lyricism to it, or just vocals in general by Tom Misch. Production very beautiful, very this is one of the more softer tracks on this project. Not necessarily the chill wave type of soft, but as I stated, kind of like the soft rock, soft mixed with some hip hop as well. It got that vibe to it. Really dope. I thought the video was interesting, but you know, the videos don't count for my reviews. I just like to mention when I think the videos are interesting, but pretty interesting video. And I just thought that this was a nice starter to the project. Again, just beautiful sound, beautiful music, like the rest of the album. This is one of the songs that I feel as though has a very Tom Misch influence on it, rather than Yusuf's contribution to it. But I also understand that I might be mistaken. Maybe Yusuf isn't just, with this project at least, isn't trying to just be subjected to jazz music and just playing drums for jazz and stuff of that nature. And he, you know, did some instrumentation more so to Tom's style of music as well. So I gotta keep, I know I should keep that in mind. That is something that I did keep in mind throughout the review. Now, I still feel the way that I feel, only because I feel like this project should have, to me, it felt more like Tom Misch featuring Yusuf Dayes at times, rather than it being Tom Misch and Yusuf Dayes. But that doesn't take away my enjoyment. It's still a great project, still a beautiful project. What Kind of Music is still an enjoyable song, even though it is one of these songs that I feel as though has that, has the heavy influence of Tom Misch. And I'm not just talking about him singing, I'm talking about the production as well. All right, after that is I Did It For You. I Did It For You is more of the lo-fi hip-hop, one of the lo-fi hip-hop songs that is on this project. Still great vocals as well, but I really enjoyed this track. Probably one, I mean, obviously it's on my favorite tracks list, but I feel as though this one for sure has to be my favorite track. I'm looking at it now. Yeah, it is my favorite track of all the songs on this wonderful album. Pretty dope. Again, like I said, nice lo-fi hip-hop type beat with some boom bap. You know, there's some boom in this as well. So it was a good mixture of both. This is definitely not a quiet tune. You could definitely vibe out to this track right here, but it's not like, again, it's not like a subdued type of quiet tune. But a great track nonetheless. Next track, I think you pronounce it Kyiv, K-Y-I-V. I might be mispronouncing it, my bad. But this track, this one here is a straight up banger. This one is when, this is a track that I feel as though had equal parts Tom Misch and Yusuf Dayes, because man, the drums, the guitars, the pianos, the keys, the man, like this is a jam right here. This song Kyiv is a jam right here. I really, 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 really like this song. There are no lyrics. You're going to get a couple of tracks where it's just straight up instrumentation by both Yusuf and Tom Misch. But man, this is one of those tracks, and this is out of all of the just instrumentals, this one right here, Kyiv, is my favorite. This one is beautiful. This one is, it's dope. It's dope. And if I'm going to mention music videos again, the video for this is actually really dope too. It's just them jamming out in a jam session in this nicely dimly lit studio. You know, real dimly lit studio. real artsy vibe to it. This entire album gives me just straight up artsy vibes. But yeah, man, you know, this song, Kaiv, hopefully I pronounced it right. Real dope track. Last track, The Real. The Real kind of gives me the same type of feels that I Did It For You has gave me, but with less vocals and pretty much a level kind of toned down, more toned down than I Did It For You. I Did It For You obviously had a message. It had a message of love, message of just Tom doing things for somebody, and did it for like this love for somebody and sacrificing. The Real just constantly reminding you, just a constant loop of The Real, not every second, every minute constant loop, but I mean less words are being said in the song, you know what I'm saying? But as far as the feels to it and how much you're gonna feel about it, I'd liken it to I Did It For You, because it still has that, it still is like that lo-fi hip-hop type of sound. You still do hear some booming basses and drums. This is another track where you can clearly hear Yusef's contribution on it. Not like Kaiv, because you can hear Yusef all over that thing. But nonetheless, this song, once again, another favorite track of mine. And yeah, those are the tracks. Those are my favorite tracks. And that is the total review for this album, What Kind of Music, by Tom Misch and Yusef Dayaz. That's another episode of the My Two Cents podcast in the books. Appreciate you for listening. Please support this podcast, rate this podcast, subscribe if you're not subscribed to, and if you want to support monetarily, hit that support tab, hit up the PayPal, hit up the Cash App. Those two things can be found in the description box below. Until next time, until next episode, you hear from me when you hear from me. Peace out.